until eventually, exhausted and desperately hungry after 4 days' walking, he arrives in the town of Dean, where he has his card stamped by another official, who tells the gendarmerie, who tells the shopkeepers and taverners, who tell their customers, who bolt their doors and windows against the demon now stalking their sleepy streets. By evening, an insidious fear has snuck its way in through every door and keyhole.
What are you doing, Madame Magloire?
Haven't you heard, Monseigneur? There's a convict on the loose.
This same fear even found its way into the house of Bishop Myriel, whose many acts of kindness have caused some disquiet in the town. A disquiet born not so much out of the bishop's goodness, but out of the indiscrimination of these acts. Bishop Myriel would speak as easily to a thief as to the pontiff himself. Almost uniquely, his actions were as true as his words.
A convict?
He was seen leaving the mayor's office.
And what concern is that to us?
Well, it isn't right they let such people free to wander the streets. We may be murdered in our beds.
If it is God's will.
And the way they described him, Monseigneur, fierce, an animal.
And you saw this beast yourself?
No, but
then we must trust that he is a man, and therefore blessed with an